You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. And a very good morning, boys and girls, and it is the start of a brand new week, as I always tell you, this time of the week, in case you've just woken up and you're not sure yet. Yes, it is Monday. It's the 19th of June. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Time now, just a minute after 7, and I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Right now, let's take a look. It is the 19th of June. A couple of people here born on the date. We've got both of them are sort of medically related. Let's start off with Friedrich. This is Saturna, born on this day. The year was 1783. Now, he was a German pharmacist. Now, he discovered something very important for a relief of pain. It's called morphine, and it was back in 1804. James Abraid was born on this day, 1795. He was a Scottish surgeon and a gentleman scientist. Oh, nice. A gentleman scientist. He was a significant innovator in the treatment of clubfoot and an important and influential pioneer of hypnotism and hypnotherapy. He is regarded by many as the first genuine hypnotherapist and the father of modern hypnotism.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes. And they're moving across the face. Suddenly the day turns into night. See.
sunset in your eyes, brown and gray and blue besides. Clouds are stalking islands in the sun. I wish I could buy one out of season, but don't.
There we go. That is Big Mountain there. And Baby, I Love Your Way. And that was released in 1994. And by the way, 1994 was what, about 30 years after the original. Baby, I Love Your Way was a song that was written and performed originally by Peter Frampton. And that was released as a single in September of 1975, first featuring on Frampton's 1975 album, which was simply called, yes, Frampton. I love it. And on the album, by the way, it segues in from the previous track, which is called Nassau. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are, let me see, yeah, just gone 7.5 minutes now after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the Breakfast Show. As I said, don't forget, I'm going to be here looking after you till 10 this morning. If that's okay, stick around if you can.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Of course, Bruce Springsteen and Cover Me. And that was, what, 1984 when that was released. The track before that, well, it was pretty modern for us. Everybody's changing. It was a song performed by the English band called Keane. And they were formed back in 1995. They met at Tunbridge School together. And the band currently comprises of Tom Chaplin, Tim Rice, Oakley, and also Richard Hughes, together with Jesse Quinn. Great band. Keen. See, it's not just one person. It's quite a few of them. I don't think any of them is called Keen. The time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this. Get you roofed up and on your way for this Monday. That's where it is you happen to be going this morning. If you're out there walking, perhaps walking to the bus stop or to the station or just walking to work, well, I think you better start dancing in the street, don't you?
And
Yes, indeed. Great, isn't it? Dancing in the street there. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. But of course, you probably noticed they're backed up by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Love those tracks. Well, that's it. Off you go on your way to, as I said, wherever it is you're going on this Monday morning. Looking out the window, just taking a check of the weather. Cloudy this morning, so it's not too hot, not too sunny right now. There is something in the news this morning about, it's about the El Nino phenomenon and how long we might have to put up with it, going right through probably until next year. They say the worst time is likely to be in our summer of 2024. Ooh, that's not very nice. Some good mornings. dancing in the street going off to work this morning was Mary Lou. Very good morning to you, Mary Lou. Great to have you with us. Also, it's nice to know Valerie is back. Good morning to you, Valerie. She dropped me a little voice message when I got in this morning. So welcome back. Lovely to hear from you, Valerie. And also we got Renee and Rick with all their travelling around. They're doing fine. Because remember we spoke last week, they were leaving, making their way back to Greece. And Renee says, good morning, happy Monday. Yeah, we made it. We made it back safe and sound on Saturday afternoon, albeit 4 hours late due to aircraft technical issues and a storm. But we made it. And arrived to pouring rain and cold, which was nice after the Texas extreme heat. Have a great week, she says. Wishes everybody a great week. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you. I've not got it up there right now, but I'll dig it out in just a minute and we'll play that for you. It says, Rick had a happy Father's Day in spite of the rain. A perfect day for jet lag napping. Jet lag napping, I seem to be able to do that any day. And I'll tell you what, it was a lovely picture of a Father's Day feast. I reckon I should go and live in Greece. I could come and be your pet. So there we are. Very good morning to everybody. And I'll dig out that piece of music for you and see if we can put that on for you in a few minutes' time. That's, well, that's Love, it's called, and that's David Guetta together with Sia. Good morning to Paul. Paul and Maria are over there in the United Kingdom. Good morning, Paul. Gosh, I just had a quick look at that link you sent me. Sea temperatures are just rising all around the UK and Ireland. I'll take a better look at that in a minute. Let everybody know. Right, Renee, this is the piece of music you asked for. Comes from Bonnie Raitt, of course, here on The Breakfast Show. Well, of course. It's called In the Nick of Time. Right in the nick of time. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, we are exactly 27 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com.pa. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñao, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on The Breakfast Show, we're making our way up to 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And if you've just joined us, a very good morning. Yes, it is Monday. It is the 19th of June. China's Xi Jinping hailed progress. This was in talks with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing on Monday. The final engagement of a closely watched trip aimed at ensuring the superpowers' disputes do not spiral into conflict. Blinken, the first holder of his post to meet the Chinese leader since 2018, strode towards Xi with his hand outstretched at the Great Hall of the People, a venue China often uses for greeting heads of state, positive signals in the choreography of diplomacy. Ukraine said on Monday that it had driven Russian forces from an 8th village in its 2-week-old counteroffensive, a settlement on a heavily fortified part of the front line near the most direct route to the country's Azov Sea coast. A Russian-installed official said on Sunday that Ukraine had taken control of the village, Piatikai Kati, in the southern Zaporizhzhia region. He later said that Moscow had pushed them out, and on Monday morning he said Ukraine was attacking again. Now, even when he was president, Donald Trump lacked the legal authority to declassify a U.S. nuclear weapons-related document that he is charged with illegally possessing. Security experts said this is contrary to the former U.S. president's claim. Now, the secret document listed as number 19 in the indictment charging Trump with endangering national security can, under the Atomic Energy Act, only be declassified through a process that, by the statute, involves the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense. An earthquake of magnitude 6.4 struck the Gulf of California on Sunday, the European Mediterranean Seismology Center said. Mexico's Civil Defense Office confirmed that there were no immediate reports of damage in the areas where the earthquake was felt, but recommended boats and the nearby coastal population take precautions due to possible currents in the ports. The quake struck at a depth of 10 kilometers, the MSC reported. Chilean President Gabriel Boric seeking to expand the country's long-stalled lithium industry, has tasked state-owned Codelco, the world's largest copper producer, to lead the charge of developing the white metal needed for electrical vehicle batteries. State-owned carrier Biman Bangladesh Airlines has decided to purchase 10 planes from Airbus. This is in a shift from its Boeing-dominated fleet. The South Asian country's junior minister for civil aviation told Reuters on Monday. As per our requirement, the decision has been taken to purchase 10 aircraft in phases. The technical committee is now assessing Mahbub Ali. After a decade of the shadows of one of Europe's mystery aerospace projects, the X-9 helicopter is taking shape as a potential future successor to Airbus Helicopters' H145 flight twin chopper, with plans for a demonstrator underway, according to industry sources. The X-9 was one of two coded projects briefly sketched out by former helicopters chief Lutz Bertling in 2012, alongside the X-6 Super Puma, a replacement which was later abandoned as low oil and gas prices at the time hit a key prospective customer base. And the Bank of England looks set to raise interest rates by a quarter point to a 15-year high of 4.75% on the 22nd of June. It's the 13th now straight rate rise as it fights unexpectedly sticky inflation that risks making it a global outlier. The pound hit a 10-month high versus the euro on Monday as investors waited for British inflation data and a Bank of England decision later in the week. Against sterling, the euro fell to £85.2, the lowest since August of 2022. It was last down less than 0.1% at 85.25. The pound was down 1.13%. This was against the dollar at $1.281, so not far below the 14-month high of $1.285 touched on Friday. European shares fell on Monday, with Franco-German lab equipment maker Sartorius leading the declines, while investors cautiously awaited further stimulus measures from China to revive demand. The Pan-European Stock 600 index had shed 0.6%, while Germany's DAX index dropped 0.6% after closing at a record high in the previous session. Oil prices fell on Monday as questions over China's economy outweighed OPEC Plus outputs, output cuts, and the seventh straight drop in the number of oil and gas rigs operating in the United States. Brent crude, that fell 17 cents or 0.2% to $76.44 a barrel. That was by 9:44 GMT today, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that lost 31 cents or 0.4% to $71.47. So, there we go. That's it. Some of the items in the international news for this Monday morning. So, did you enjoy that?
I don't want to hear about it anymore. It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake, I didn't know what to say. When you call me baby, don't say goodnight, say you're gonna stay forever. Oh, oh, all the way. Can you take me higher to fly me over yesterday?
never meant to do those things to you. And so I have to say before I go.
There we go. That is Hoovastank and just simply called The Reason. 15 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 8 o'clock here at 89.3 Cool FM. And now, let me see. Oh, yeah, let me just get back to the information that Paul sent me about the water temperatures around the United Kingdom. By the way, the first one we played there was High Enough by Damn Yankees, who just didn't want to hear about it. The news, that is. Don't blame them. It says here, some of the most intense marine heat increases on Earth have developed in seas around the United Kingdom and Ireland, the European Space Agency has said. Water temperatures are as much as 3 to 4 degrees Celsius above the average for this time of year in some areas, according to analysts by the ESA and the Met Office. The sea is particularly warm off the UK's east coast from Durham to Aberdeen and off the north of the northwest of Ireland. The Met Office says that the reason is partly human-caused climate change, but other less understood natural and man-made factors appear to be driving temperatures up further. The ESA data shows that seawater around virtually the entire coastline of the British Isles is warmer than usual. Now, I tell you what, I read an article some time ago about a switch in the current. So apparently this is up on the towards the sort of north of the United States, up around that area, and it's to do with the melting of ice, etc., up there in the north, and it's diluting and coming down and are actually affecting the currents of the water, the streams, how the water moves. And they say, they did then, that could trigger an ice age. It seems to be giving us a sort of heat age, doesn't it? But yeah, that was quite interesting. That actually acts as a switch. You know, the planet is a living thing. And if you don't believe it has methods of protecting itself, I think you're being a little bit naive, don't you? This is McFly on The Breakfast Show. Wild and Young. That's me. Time, by the way, 12 minutes. Coming up for 12 minutes before 8 o'clock. Yes, I remember it well. It doesn't seem that long ago, really. There we go. That's McFly, Wild and Young. Another great band coming out of England. English pop band formed back in 2003, rather, in London. The band took their name from the Back to the Future character, Marty McFly. I think I told you about that on Friday. But yeah, great British band. I'll tell you what, another great British band as well, Radiohead, formed in Abingdon in Oxfordshire back in 1985. The band consists of Thom Yorke, vocals, guitar, piano, keyboards, brothers Johnny Greenwood on guitar and keyboards and other instruments as well, together with Colin Greenwood on bass, Ed O'Brien, guitar, backing vocals, and Philip Selway on drums and percussion. And they, by the way, well, they signed to EMI. That was in 1991, and released their debut album, Pablo Honey, and it became a worldwide hit. Radiohead's popularity and critical acclaim standing rose with the release of the Bends in 1995 as well. Great band, Radiohead. excuse me. Talking of which, this is Radiohead, High and Dry.
Don't leave me high. Don't leave me dry.
Guest doesn't wanna. Yeah, that's fine. That's what it's called. Don't wanna. And tell you what, this has brought us to this time on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucasian, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smokin' Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Verli Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valet Motors. We'll keep you running.
Valet Motors.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
I tell you what, don't forget, go along and join those celebrations of the United States Independence at the Savoy USA Independence Day Festival. Admission is free, and you can enjoy an afternoon full of flavor and fun for the whole family. And you can find all the details on Instagram account at Savoy USA PA. That's at Sabor USA PA, or visit the website saborusa.com.pa. It says we are united in the flavors. And I tell you what, don't forget as well, you can take your pet. Yeah, they did say, didn't they? Pet friendly. We like pet friendly here, don't we? Could have got Lala. This is Years and Years on the Breakfast Show and Shine.
I wanna be the
Jerry D.
There's a rhythm to her heart, and a world inside her head. She'll tell you from the start, boy, you don't know her yet. She's like a constellation of stars that don't connect. And she's dancing on the sidewalk, just like the neon signs, a spotlight. She says, ain't I the queen of New York City? I'll take them all down with me, 'cause I'm gonna run this town. Wings under my feet. Then she tells you she gets vertigo when she goes above 14th Street. And then she smiles at you the way that people smile when they're trying not to cry. And she says, ain't I the queen of New York City? Drag them all down with me, 'cause I'm gonna run this town. She's got some kind of way about her. One look and you don't doubt her. Seeing's believing now. Don't you believe her now? Take them all down with me, 'cause I'm gonna run this town. Hey, I'm the queen of New York City. I'll drag them all down with me, 'cause I'm gonna run this town.
Comes off of their new album. The album is called Where the Light Goes, Matchbox 20, and Queen of New York City. I don't know about Queen of New York City, but probably definitely the Queen of Elvi, don't you? I think.
Good morning,
she is.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Monday morning. Ooh, yeah. Did everybody have a good happy Father's Day? I called my father and my mother, since my mother sometimes acted like my father when he wasn't around for a lot of the time. So I thanked them both, and they had a very lovely time. I sent them some Christmas pudding or Christmas cake that I found on Amazon that my father, I didn't know, but it was similar to something called Clootie Pudding, which is a Scottish kind of bread pudding, and he just absolutely loved it. I sent him one for his holiday, and it turns out it was a box of six in one box. So he's like, oh wow, I'm gonna be having this for a while. He's very happy about that. So today is removal of verruca. My verruca. My verruca. And those of you who don't know what a verruca is, do what I had to do. Go and look it up. It's going to be removed today from the doctor's office. I'm not looking forward to that, but hey, it's got to be done. My sister said that I shouldn't be having one at my age. I said, well, what age should I be having them? And she said, well, my daughters, when they were little girls, had them, and they would grow out of them. And I was like, well, the doctor said I should have mine removed. So go look up my verruca. That's the only way I can remember how to say it, is I sing the song, my verruca. All right, well, it is a nice, there's a beautiful mountain over there. That's Tortuga. Oh, and there's a few look like chemtrails going around here and some fluffy clouds. Yesterday's morning was just spectacular. The way the sun popped through the windows and just everybody and the cats and dogs all lined up in a line of sunshine. It was a ray of sunshine and a ray of pets lying in the sunshine. All right, well, going into Coronado to get my varuka, my varuka removed. So you guys be safe. Don't do anything crazy. And back to you in the studio.
There we go. Yes, Kenny Loggins, of course, and Footloose. And big thanks once again to Ingrid for our little story, our everyday story of country folk, all about her Footloose. Well, her Veruca thingy. What we want to know is what happened to the cacao. All right? What happened to the cacao? We want to know what happened. It was fermenting. Then you had to do something. What's happening with the cacao? And we're also interested in what's happened to the cat as well. And the dog. Here's a request from Mary Lou this morning here on The Breakfast Show. I think it just about sums up this program. It's called Anybody Listening? It's time on The Breakfast Show. 29 minutes, well, making our way 29 minutes before 9 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. It's The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Is that? Is there anybody out there listening? A request this morning from Mary Lou. Thank you, Mary Lou. I enjoyed that and appreciated it. You're, by the way, that's from Queen's Reich. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way up to 24 and a half minutes almost exactly before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to check in with Yasmin, don't forget. Find out how her weekend was, how her celebration for Dad was. And also, we will...
Live clips,
Oh, who was that? Go away. Where did they come from? Delbert McClinton there, and that was Living It Down. 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, as I say, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin a little bit later on. We'll also see if we've got anybody born on this day in music as well. We like to do that, don't we? Because it's Monday. What is Monday? It's a music Monday. I'd like to start the... I do like to start the week off reasonably, reasonably slowly. Suave, yes. Right. Let's see. Oh, how about the Pet Shop Boys? This is Nothing Has Been Proved.
To spend, she'll soon be in the dark, and the papers won't. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying.
Yeah, that is Carole King and It's Too Late, following on from the Pet Shop Boys and Nothing Has Been Proved. It's Too Late, Carole King's, it was her second studio album, Tapestry, that was released in 1971. That song is an absolute classic. I love that song. And it was so, I don't know, that little sort of time packages, aren't they? 1971. I was living in Singapore at that time. Tony Stern, by the way, wrote the lyrics, and Carole King wrote the music for that song. It was released as a single in April 71, got to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 and on the Adult Contemporary charts as well. Sales were later gold certified by the RIAA, and Billboard, they ranked It's Too Late and its fellow A-side, I Feel the Earth Move, as the number three record for 1971. This is our next track here. This is going to be from Cry Baby. This time it's over.
Mm-hmm. But lover, what have you done? Each time it's over, there's a shadow where your heart should be. Broken window to your sanity. But you know that you're one for me. This time it's over. You gave me these fingers and feet of clay. They were never yours to give away. Was it always a little thing most to me? A briefest smile of joy to be. That seats like A and B. This time it's over. You know that I'll always be back for more. Even when my heart and hands are raw, dragging myself across the kitchen floor. This time it's over. You gave me these fingers and feet of clay. They were never yours to give away. Was it always up to you?
Baby, and this time it's over. Not the breakfast show though. No, we've got about an hour and 3 or 4 minutes to go. When I was in the car the other day, and I was just about to sort of get out, and I had the. In fact, I've been playing some of the CDs that I've had in there. That I put in there, I think, when I bought the car, and they're still working. But I was sitting in the car, and I said, "Oh, this is unusual. I don't remember this piece of music." Of course, if it's on my one of my CDs, it's obviously in my record, my database, and of course it is. And I don't remember it, and it's classified. It came off of a chill album, apparently. And I thought, well, it is chill, but it's not that chill. But I do like chill. It comes from Icon, spelled I-K-O-N, and it's called Out of Our Hands. I popped down last night to check the name of the track. I dug it out and I thought I'd share it with you this morning.
Believe it. You wave now. scared and wounded inside, you're still 19. If you could only believe it. And when the spirals went your way, you didn't know what to say. You didn't need to stop and pray, it's all just guessing.
There we go, that's it. Icon, spelled I-K-O-N, and Out of Our Hands. Not a bad track, actually. I think it's been about the first time I heard it yesterday. Keep an eye on the time. We're 3 minutes away from the top of the hour. If you missed the news today, we've got it again for you at 9 o'clock.
89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @SaborUSAPA o visita www.saborusa.com. Pa. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
There we go. Always good advice here on this morning's breakfast show. Now, don't forget, join that celebration, United States Independence Day at the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. All right? You can enjoy live music, surprises, yes, and a wide variety of American dishes at the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. All right? Now, also, the event, as we mentioned earlier, is pet-friendly, so you can take your pet with you. Oh, Lala might get a day out. No, too many cats and dogs. We'll be waiting for you. That's from 3 p.m. at the Canal House in Amador. All right? United in what? In flavors, of course. Breakfast show time. By the way, wasn't that great? The football team, the under-23s, are they doing brilliant? Congratulations. I think we better give them one of these, don't you? Absolutely.
Why?
tell me why does my love come and go? You'll never know.
Yes, two songs with great harmony. The first one, Bitter Wind, that was our guest with us last week. Remember, we had Roy Romero and Jose Sainz with us. And that's one of their tracks, Bitter Wind. Followed on, of course, the harmony of the Mamas and Papas, dedicated to the one I love, going back to the 1960s. I remember it too well. Right, it's time for us to head over to the other side of the studio and say, what do we say, Yaz?
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Mm-hmm. It is indeed. Yes, it's been quite relaxing this morning.
Oh, yes.
The sun's shining as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the blind is up.
Mm-hmm. But it's too hot outside.
It is hot, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is hot. Well, I haven't been out there, but I'm sure it's hot. Mary Lou will let us know. And so how was your weekend?
Very good.
How was Father's Day?
Good. Well, Ian went to Santiago with his father on Friday, so relax.
And did you go out with your dad?
On Sunday, we had a lunch at home.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And my sister was there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Oh, good.
I got the tamales.
You got tamales?
Oh, yeah. And everybody were happy.
We went to Lung Phong with my father-in-law and my brother-in-law and their kids and that. So yeah, we went to Lung Phong. But you can probably imagine it was quite busy.
Exactly. Every Sunday is like that.
It is. Some father. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be. And I sort of said to the good lady, I said, you know, it's going to be very busy. anyway, we got there. Actually, funnily enough, I mean, the turnover is sort of fairly quick.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, especially if you've got a table of two or three or four, they were sort of being turned, and the guy would come out and say, table for two, table for three, and then they'd sort of go in. But we were table for eight, so we had to wait for one of the big tables to become free. Mm-hmm. So it took us a little bit longer, but worth it. In actual fact, hang on, I did do. It was quite noisy in there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. So we had a nice quiet breakfast. Because the place is huge, because we go upstairs. And because downstairs they got the nice carpeted place, which is all rather nice and posh.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, upstairs where they have the weddings and things like that, it's a lot bigger and a lot more tables. So, yeah, we went up there. And, because they have all these metal dishes, don't they, that they have all the dim sum things in.
Yes.
And they're very noisy.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But it was great. It was great fun. And Christina, because for the first time this year, I was able to watch the Grand Prix yesterday.
Oh.
They had it on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And they always show, they always say that they've got it on Fox, but they never do. It's always football. But yesterday, ESPN had it, so I was able to watch the Canadian Grand Prix.
Mm-hmm.
I was a happy bunny. Oh. And Christina went back over and spent the afternoon with her dad.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was it. That was it. That was my weekend, really. Nice. Nice. How much you got lined up for this week?
Let me tell you, I have like 3 or 4 maybe, because this week, you know, it's the opening of St. Malo Festival.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So we got the invitation for that, and also there are more events during the week, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm trying to work it. I can hear some, I don't know if it's you or it's me, I can hear some like this feedback.
Well, no. Yeah, I can hear something, but I don't know what is it.
It's me, yes.
It's you?
Yeah, I'm the only one here.
But sounds like an air conditioner or something like that.
It could be.
It's not the fan.
No, it could be the one outside your window.
Do you think?
No, I don't think. I'm not very capable of that. Who we got born on this day in music today?
Today we have Dennis Fuller.
Okay.
He was born in 1960 from German-based English dance pop duo The London's Boy, who had the UK number 2 single London Nights.
Absolutely. Do you remember it?
No.
Then you might remember it when I play it.
Okay.
Thank you.
go, London Boys and London Nights. You heard that one before?
No, I don't remember it.
Yeah, I think we played it on the program, but not that often.
Mm-hmm.
Sad story, though, involved with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're a German-based British dance pop duo, and it was Edam Ephraim, who was born in London, the UK. It was in January of 1996, and Dennis Fuller, who was from Jamaica, best remembered for their top five hits. One was called Requiem, and that one we just played, London Nights. And they're only together for 10 years. They were formed in 1986, but in 1996 it was very sad. Ephraim Fuller and Ephraim's wife all died in a car crash, 21st of January of 1996. They were travelling apparently in the Austrian Alps on a mountain road on their way to a skiing holiday, and along the route met a car driven by a drunk driver who was trying to pass on the opposite side of the road. The Swiss driver apparently reportedly been overtaking other cars in dangerous places along the road for a couple of miles beforehand, in bad weather conditions as well. He hit their car head on. Fuller, Ephraim's German wife, Bettina, a Hamburg DJ who was their mutual friend, and the Swiss driver all died in the accident.
Wow.
Ephraim and his wife left behind a son, Stevie, who was just 3 years old at the time, and Fuller had a daughter, Laura, who was just 10. That's sad, isn't it?
Wow, yeah.
You know? As I say, live today, because you just don't know what idiot's around the corner.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or what's going to happen to you? I mean, it's... these guys in their prime, successful career in the music business,
mm-hmm.
all written off by some stupid idiot,
mm-hmm.
Drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd be a word... I wonder what happened to him. Hate to think. But yeah, sad story.
Yeah.
Sad story. Mm-hmm. But good, they've left some good music behind.
Mm-hmm.
Right, who was your second one?
Okay, let's continue with Paula Abdul.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was born in 1963, American singer, songwriter, voice actress, dancer, choreographer, who had the 1990 US number 1 and UK number 2 single Opposites Attract, plus 5 other US number 1 singles. Her 1989 album Forever Your Girl spent 10 weeks as US number 1.
Oh, that's not bad going, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Opposites Attract. It must be like a magnet.
Thank you. like a plus. One going up, one coming down, but we seem to land on common ground. Things go wrong, we make corrections to keep things moving in the right direction. Try to fight it, but I'm telling you, Jack, it's useless. Opposites attract.
Opposites attract, Paula Abdul. There we go then. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
It was. Mm-hmm. Been fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a happy Monday.
Oh yes, of course.
Tomorrow will be happy Tuesday. Hey, what we got tomorrow? We've got a busy morning tomorrow.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Interviews. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so University's Fair. What's that one?
It's You for You. It's a fair for the students who want to go to the university. It's going to be full of different types of university, internationals and national.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So is that for people to go along and check out universities?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which one they want to go to? And
exactly.
Ah, mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't go to university.
Oh. But you can go now.
It's a bit late.
No, it's not.
It is, because I probably won't finish my course. And what's the other one we got there? We got, Alliance Francaise, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't been in for a while.
Uh-huh. And this week they have the Fiesta de la Música, music party.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's it. So, all right, so we got them coming in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Busy morning for me.
Oh, yes.
I better go to bed early. Okay, I'm going to tell you what. I'm seeing as this, let's see, holiday, H-A-L... I'm going to get it easy if I go to artists and then... Don't worry about it. We keep talking, yes? I don't know what you're going to talk about. We'll keep talking. No, because I'm just sort of... There he is. I'm looking for a French artist who is...
Ah, okay.
He's sadly no longer with us either.
But then you have to play it again tomorrow.
Oh, I've got lots of them. I've got lots of albums by him. Johnny Hallyday.
Oh.
And, very, very famous French artist. So I'm going to play a piece of his music.
Okay.
Good. And we can still play some tomorrow.
Sure.
There's no end to it, really. It's got a bit of everything here.
Nice.
Oh, right, yes. Have a great Tuesday.
Thank you, too.
Oh, have a great Monday first. There's not much hope for me, really, is there? All right, yes.
See you tomorrow.
All right, love. Right, here he is then. This is Mr. Johnny Hallyday.
Je n'ai pas cru les mots quand ils étaient trop beaux. Je n'ai pas pris les clés, je n'ai rien refermé. Et je les ai usés, ces chemins buissonniers. Murier de béton, le nez dans le goudron. Moi, j'ai grandi dans la rue avec beaucoup des poings. Des caissons de refus plantés dans mon destin. Pour n'avoir rien voulu, je n'ai rien retenu. Pour n'avoir rien touché, je n'ai rien déformé.
pas pris le temps, je m'attendais devant. Et je les ai brûlés, mes châteaux de papier. Avec des vrais serpents, avec de faux semblants. Ça ne change pas un homme. Un homme, ça vieillit. Ça ne meurt pas un homme. Un homme, ça s'oublie. Ça ne change pas un homme. Un homme, ça vieillit. N'avoir jamais cru, je n'ai jamais vécu. N'avoir jamais su, mon père, je te salue. Ça ne change pas un homme, ça vieillit. Ça ne meurt pas un homme, ça s'oublie. Ça ne change pas un homme, ça vieillit. Ça ne meurt pas un homme, ça s'oublie.
Just like the words that wouldn't rhyme, lost in the desert of time. Time waits for no one at all, no, not even you. You thought you'd seen it all before, you really thought you knew. I don't remember what we said in the confusion that night. I only know what's on my mind, what's in the future, we will decide, guys. Time waits for no one alone, no, not even you. Seen it all before, you really thought you knew. A shattered illusion, a fortune staring at fate. But darling, now I know it.
We were talking about harmony earlier on, weren't we? Well, there is another band that's always had amazing harmony, the Moody Blues, English band. They were formed back in Birmingham. That was in May of 1964, believe it or not. The band initially consisted of the drummer, Graham Edge, guitarist and vocalist, Danny Lane, keyboardist and vocalist, Mike Pinder, multi-instrumentalist and vocalist, Ray Thomas, and bassist and vocalist as well, Clint Warwick, with Edge, by the way, being the group's sole continuous member throughout their entire history. Originally part of the British beat and R&B scene of the early to mid-1960s, and the band came to prominence in the UK, number one and US top 10 single, which was called Go Now, and that was in late of 1964. And Lane and Warwick left the band by the end of 1966, being replaced by guitarist and vocalist Justin Hayward. Yes, and bassist and vocalist John Lodge. That's when they really changed. They sort of embraced the psychedelic rock movement of the late 60s. That was with their second album in 1967 called Days of Future Past, being a fusion of rock and classical music. Performed, by the way, with the London Festival Orchestra back then. That sort of thing wasn't done so much in those days. That established the band as pioneers in the development of art rock and progressive rock, and has been described as a landmark and one of the first successful successful contempt albums. Now, the group released six more albums and toured extensively until they went on to a hiatus in 1974. Their records from this period were among the most successful in the progressive rock genre, and produce FM radio hits such as the track that we're going to go out with this morning. Brilliant. It's Nights in White Satin.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you will be in the end, and I'll love you.
There they go. Yes, take us out for this morning's program, the Moody Blues and Nights in White Satin. And by the way, that hiatus I was talking about in 1974, that's when Justin Hayward, by the way, the amazing harmony comes mainly from Justin Hayward together with John Lodge in their tracks. But they brought out an album independently called Blue Jays, Justin Hayward and John Lodge. And that is one of my favorite albums of all time. You've got a chance to check it out on Spotify or whatever music it is that you listen to. Do it. It's a brilliant album. Thanks to go out this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter there with her everyday story of country folk. So chatting with Ingrid this morning, that was nice. And by the way, I did chase her up. What is happening with the cow? Yes, got news for us on that tomorrow. Cow report tomorrow, and cat report probably the day after. Big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks, as always, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, for a couple of people also born on this day in music, and for doing our social media and everything else. So Yas will be back with us in the morning. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK, still looking over there, looking after Mum. Keep up the good work, Neil, and we'll speak soon. And well, mustn't forget the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, should I? Because they turn us on in the morning and they're going to be turning me off in a minute. Big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow, same time, on Tuesday, 7 o'clock in the morning, two guests coming in tomorrow. So back with you then. And just please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and when we get together tomorrow, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light. Send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. For more information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.